Have you ever walked into a place and felt a giant, whoa? Maybe it was standing on top of a windy hill, finding a secret fort in the woods, or sitting in a garden where the flowers smell delicious. That feeling, like the ground beneath your feet is extra special, is exactly what we're hunting for today. Welcome to Faithfully Explore. I'm Laura. Today, we're virtually hopping on a plane to Japan to see the world in a whole new way, through Shinto. In this tradition, the world isn't just a place where we walk and play. It's actually alive with kami, or special spirit energy. Think of it like a silent invitation to step into a world of pure wonder. But how do we find that wonder in our real everyday lives? Let's head to Japan and find out. Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the global track. Filling up our belief backpack. Ready to learn a secret about how some people see the world? It's called Shinto. Can you say that with me? Shinto. Shinto. High five, you nailed it! Shinto is a very old way of living in Japan. It's all about saying thank you to the world around us. Think of it like a giant lifelong game of I Spy, where you're looking for the beauty and magic in nature. Now let's learn a special word, kami. Say that with me. Kami. Kami. Perfect. Now imagine the whole world is a giant, beautiful house. Most of the time, we just see the walls and the floor. But Shinto teaches us that this house has special guests living in it. These guests are the kami. They aren't humans, and they aren't exactly like superheroes. They are powerful spirits. Think of it like this. The big twisty tree in your backyard isn't just wood and leaves. It is the home of a kami who has lived there for hundreds of years, watching the forest grow. The waterfall you see isn't just splashing water. The roar you hear is the voice of a kami showing its strength. The wind isn't just air moving. It's a kami traveling across the sky. Kami are everywhere. In the mountains, the rivers, the sun, and even in some very special people. They are the life force or the sparkle that makes nature feel so alive and whoa. Does a kami have a face? Sometimes. In stories, they might look like animals or grand kings, but usually they are like the wind. You can't see them, but you can definitely feel their power. So where do people go to offer thanks, prayers, or quiet respect to the kami? They go to a shrine, also called a jinja. When we visit a shrine, we aren't just saying thank you to a tree or a rock. We are saying hello to the spirit inside it. It's like noticing a friend is in the room and giving them a respectful wave. You can usually spot a shrine because it has a big, beautiful gate at the entrance called a torii. Walking through that gate is like entering a respect zone. It's a signal to your brain that you are moving from the busy world into a quiet, sacred space. At a shrine, people might offer thanks for a sunny day or a good grade. They might make a wish, like asking for their family to stay healthy. Or they could join a party. Shinto festivals are called matsuri. Imagine giant parades, yummy snacks, and loud music. It's like a birthday party for the earth. When do people do Shinto? There isn't a Shinto school or a service you can go to every Sunday. Instead, Shinto is part of everyday life. People visit shrines whenever they feel like it. Maybe on New Year's Day, on a festival day, or just when they want a quiet moment to sit under a big tree and say, "Thanks for being awesome, world." Let's go on a mind trip to one of the most famous shrines in Tokyo. Imagine we are walking on a wide path made of tiny smooth stones. Crunch, crunch, crunch. On both sides of us, huge trees rise up like friendly green giants. The light becomes soft and cool as if the sun is wearing a leafy hat just for us. Up ahead, we see the Torii Gate. It stands quietly like it's been waiting for us. This gate is like the start line. Once you walk through it, you aren't just in a park anymore. You're in a special sparkle zone. Before we walk through, we pause. In Japan, it's polite to give a little bow before passing under the gate. It's like saying, "Hello, I'm coming in with a respectful heart." Try it with me. Bow your head gently and lift. Great, you just gave the shrine a respectful hello. Now let's step through. As we follow the path, the sounds change. The city traffic fades away, and the forest starts to whisper. We find a stone basin filled with ice-cold clear water. This is the Te Mizuya. People use a long wooden ladle to wash their hands and rinse their mouth. It's like hitting a reset button on your brain. It's a way of telling the kami, "I'm washing away the grumpies so I can be my best self while I'm here." Let's practice. Hold out your hands. Pretend to pour water over one hand, then the other. Take a tiny pretend sip to rinse. Now take a deep breath. Do you feel a little calmer? That's the feeling of Te Mizuya. Now look with your imagination eyes for two secret Shinto clues. Clue number one, the sacred rope. Look for a thick, twisty straw rope tied around a tree or a building. It's like a do not disturb sign for the kami. It tells everyone this spot is extra special. Clue number two, the lightning paper. Hanging from those ropes are white paper streamers folding into zigzag shapes. They flutter in the wind like tiny white lightning bolts. Hold up your pointer finger and draw a zigzag in the air. Zigzag, zigzag. Boom, you just made an invisible streamer. Near the entrance to the main building, you'll see two statues that look like a mix between a lion and a dog. These are the Koma-inu, the brave guardians who protect the shrine from bad vibes. Most Koma-inu come in pairs. One has its mouth open, and one has its mouth closed. Open your mouth wide like an ah, lion dog. Now close it tight like a mmm, lion dog. Ah, mmm, ah, mmm. Now freeze and pretend you're a statue. Congratulations, you are now an official guardian of calm. When people get to the heart of the shrine, they don't just stand there. They use a special rhythm of respect. It goes like this, 2-2-1. First, they bow twice deeply from the waist. Then they clap twice. This wakes up your heart and says, "Hey kami, I'm here." Then they bow one last time to say thank you. Let's try it. Bow twice, 1-2. Clap twice, 1-2. And now bow one last time.
Lara, do you have to be Shinto to do that?
Great question. Anyone can visit a shrine. You just have to be a good guest. Think of it like visiting a friend's house. You follow their rules, speak quietly, and say, "Thank you for the visit." Before we leave, notice the colorful wooden plaques and paper slips hanging nearby. Omikuji are lesson slips. You pick one to see what kind of advice the world has for you today. Omamori are tiny, colorful fabric charms people carry them in their backpacks to remind them of hope, safety, or even good luck on a math test. If you ever see these in real life, remember, they aren't toys. They are little pockets of peace to help you carry the shrine's sparkle with you wherever you go. What do you think? If you could make a good luck wish at a shrine today, what would it be? It's game time! This is called Respect Detective. I'm going to describe a moment and you decide, is it respectful or not at a shrine? If it's respectful, you whisper, respect. If it's not respectful, you shout, try again! Ready? Moment one. Muhammad runs through the shrine area yelling, look at me, look at me. What do you say? Definitely try again. Shrines are quiet places. Moment two. Olivia doesn't understand the ritual, but watches quietly and asks a kind question later. What do you say? Respect. You knew that one. Moment three. Leo sees the hand washing water and splashes it like a swimming pool. Try again! The water is for a gentle cleansing ritual. Moment four. Alexi sees a beautiful tree tied with sacred rope and climbs it for a photo. Try again! This is disrespectful to a space that many consider sacred. Moment five. Gia notices a candy wrapper on the ground and quietly picks it up and throws it away. Ooh, that's a big respect. Caring for the place is part of caring for what's sacred. You are excellent, respect detectives. Now, explorers, put on your belief backpacks because we're about to cross the friendship bridge.
Konnichiwa. Hola. Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. This bridge connects our world to a neighbor's world. When we visit a new place, like a temple, a church, a mosque, or even a quiet spot in the woods, we become kind detectives. We look for the beauty, we listen to the quiet, and if we see something we don't understand, we use our favorite discovery rule. Instead of saying, that's weird, we say, tell me more.
But Mara, what if I don't believe in this thing? What if I don't believe in karma?
That is totally okay. Being a friend doesn't mean you have to change who you are or what your family believes. Think of it like visiting a friend's house for dinner. They might have a different favorite game or eat a different food than you do. You don't have to start liking their food best. You just have to be a great guest. You can think the Torii Gate is beautiful, enjoy the cool water of Teimisuya, and love the trees, all while staying 100% you. You can use the friendship bridge everywhere. When you meet a new kid at school, when you smell a lunch that's new to you, or when you hear a language that sounds like music you haven't heard yet. Are you ready? Let's cross the bridge. What's inside our belief backpack this week? First, open your wonder eyes. Look closely. Can you see the magic in a tiny dewdrop or hear the secret whisper of the wind? Some people call this God, some call it a great mystery, and others call it kami. But when you stop to really look and really listen, the whole world starts to feel like a beautiful gift. Second, use your kind body. Being respectful isn't just about thinking, it's about doing. Try this. Take one giant bow, breathe in, and blow it out slow. Now give a tiny, gentle bow. When we move our bodies carefully, it helps our hearts feel calm and ready. Third, be a friend to the forest. In Shinto, trees, rocks, and rivers aren't just stuff. They are special and alive with spirit. Treat a flower like you'd treat a best friend. When we take care of nature, we are saying thank you to the whole earth. Grab those zippers. Pull them up. Zip! We're ready to go. We've learned that Shinto is about noticing the sparkle in nature and being a good guest. But what kind of heart does a kami really love? To find out, let's listen to one of the most famous stories in Japan, The White Rabbit of Inaba. Once upon a time in the magical land of Japan, there lived 80 brothers who were all young gods called kami. They were going on a long trip to meet a princess. The 79 older brothers were very loud and a little bit bossy. They marched in front wearing fancy clothes and talking about how great they were. The youngest brother, Okuninushi, walked at the very back. Because he was the youngest, his big brothers made him carry all of their heavy bags. He had so many bags piled on his back that he looked like a walking mountain of suitcases. When the big brothers reached the beach, they saw a little white rabbit crying in the sand. The poor rabbit had no fur, and its skin was red and sore. "Why are you crying, little bunny?" the brother asked. But they weren't being very nice. They were actually giggling. The rabbit told them a secret. "I wanted to cross the ocean, so I played a trick. I told the sea crocodiles to line up so I could count them. I hopped across their backs like a bridge, but when I reached the end, I laughed and I told them I tricked them. One crocodile got very grumpy and pulled off my fur." The mean brothers laughed even louder. They gave the rabbit some really bad advice. "Go swim in the salty ocean, then lie on top of a windy hill to dry off. That'll fix it." The rabbit did what they said, but the salt made its skin sting, and the wind made it feel even worse. The poor rabbit sat on the sand and cried big, sad tears. A long time later, Okuninushi finally arrived, huffing and puffing under all those heavy bags. When he saw the rabbit, he didn't laugh. He dropped all the bags, thump, and ran over to help. "Oh no, you look like you've had a very bad day," Okuninushi said softly. He listened to the rabbit's story. Then he gave the rabbit some help. "Go to the river where the water is cool and fresh. Wash off all that itchy salt until your skin feels nice and clean. Find the tall, fuzzy plants called cattails growing by the water. Gather their soft yellow pollen. Roll around in that soft pollen. It's like a warm golden blanket that will protect your skin and help you heal." The rabbit did exactly what Okuninushi said. As soon as he rolled in the golden pollen, poof! His soft white fur grew back faster than you can blink. The rabbit wasn't just a regular bunny. He was a magical messenger. He looked up at Okuninushi with a twitchy nose and said, "Your brothers might act big and tough, but you are the one with a hero's heart. You are the one the princess will choose." And the rabbit was right. Even though his brothers got there first, the princess saw right through them. She chose to marry Okuninushi because he was the only one brave enough to be gentle. Okuninushi became a great leader and a protector of the land. In fact, he was so full of love and sparkle that he eventually became one of the most famous kami in all of Japan. Today, people still visit his grand shrine to say thank you to the kami of kindness and happy families. The lesson? Being a hero isn't about being the loudest or the fastest. It's about having a heart that is helpful, respectful, and ready to do the right thing. When you choose kindness, you're acting just like a kami. Just like Okuninushi, we've carried a lot in our backpacks today. we learned that being a hero isn't about being the loudest or the fastest. It's about having a heart that stops to help, a heart that listens, and a heart that sees the sparkle in everything.
I'm going to look for the sparkles today.
I'll bet you'll find them. Maybe in a ladybug, a bright green leaf, or even in the way you help a friend at school. Thank you for being such brave and respectful explorers with me today. You've been listening to Faithfully Explore. I'm Laura, and I'm so glad we could learn about the whispers of the Kami together. Before you go, give yourself one big happy clap to wake up your heart for the day. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring that wonderful world around you.